Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. We've talked many times before about the importance of setting goals and building new habits. And of all the times we've talked about it and done research and looked at different strategies and approaches, it's so interesting that I've never seen this particular approach before, this particular perspective.
True, I haven't either.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's just so much information out there that it's amazing to me that just when you feel like you've kind of gone to all the corners of the internet and of your Google searches, there's still some things out there that you haven't found.
We're going to talk about Google searches later this week.
We are.
I think so. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about how to make some change, how to build new habits. And this is a very, very interesting idea. We're actually pulling this from an article at Medium.com.
Our friends at Medium.
Yeah, but it's actually a quote perspective of Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian.
When you were giving the introduction, I thought, and it took, I was thinking to myself, and it took a comedian to get us here.
Right.
You know, of all things. Yeah. We have all these scholarly articles and self-help texts and articles and suggestions, and it took a comedian.
Right.
A comedian with some stature, but still a comedian.
Yeah. So this is the quote, and so this is what we're going to kind of talk about, just as a strategy for building these new habits. And this is the quote from Jerry Seinfeld from over a decade ago.
Right.
The quote, he said, "For each day that I do my task of writing, I get to put a big red X over that day. After a few days, you'll have a chain. Just keep at it, and the chain will grow longer every day. You'll like seeing that chain, especially when you get a few weeks under your belt. Your only job next is to not break the chain." Don't break the chain.
Right.
I really like that because, you know, a lot of people need that visual cue.
That's right. And we talk about that. The author talks about that later in the article, about needing that visual cue. And as I was reading this, I was thinking, wow, this would be so important for children, school children or adults. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was trying to think of how I could do this in my own life, because we've talked many, many times about, at the beginning of the year, we talk about New Year's resolutions and we talk about weight loss and exercise programs and things, and how important it is to keep it going.
Right.
Because what happens is you lose your momentum and then the whole thing falls apart.
Right.
And the next year, you begin with the next resolution about losing weight or exercising or something.
Right.
We've talked about it many times, but this gives you some very tangible things to use to keep yourself on track. And this idea of building a chain and then not breaking a chain, I think is something worth talking about.
Yeah, I found myself in a similar situation last week, though I didn't find this article until afterward. I've been trying to work out, do some physical exercise every day, and I have an app that I use to monitor doing that. And every morning,
does the app just keep track, or does it?
Yeah, okay. it just lets me know, hey, you did it, right? Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but what I got last week was a little, you know, how everything is gamified, and so I got an achievement because I had.
You got an achievement award on your phone?
I did. I got a little.
It's probably a participation
achievement.
Trophy.
That's right. It's an honorable mention.
The only competitor, he was here.
The only other competitor was me.
Right.
It was me against my phone.
Me.
It was a medal that said, "Hey, you've reached your longest streak." Mm. Of 20 something days in a row. And there was a day came and it was raining outside, and the weather here has not been very conducive to outside exercise.
It's either too hot or it's storming.
At the same time.
You're going to die of heat exhaustion, or you're going to get struck by lightning.
You know, it rains at 3:00 in the afternoon just about every day. It just pours for about an hour.
Right.
And then
it's like all that rain just stays in the air, mm-hmm. and it becomes like 150% humidity or something. Right. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Is there something after 100?
Right. You can't run because you just can't breathe. But you have to hold your breath when you're running. Right. So, anyways, so there was a day where that was like that, and I was like, I don't really want to exercise today. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get out. I don't want to fight. All of that. And then the first thing that came to my mind is, I'm going to break that streak.
You're going to break the streak. Oh, so that was a good thing that the app did.
Yeah.
Give you that little...
Yeah. Now, it's not the visual cue. It's not the visual cue that what they were talking about in this quote, where you actually print out a calendar right. and you put it up on the wall and you put your X's on there. But it is sort of the same idea that, you know, you get this sequence going, and you want to keep it going.
When your app, does it come up as a calendar?
I can make it do that, okay. Yeah.
Because the author mentions a decade ago, Seinfeld needed a calendar with a magic marker.
Right, right.
Today we have other ways of doing
That's
it.
Right.
Technology gives you some other ways. And he says, use what works best for you. For me, mm-hmm. it would be, I'd have to mark it off with a marker.
Right.
You know, for you. Yeah. You know, it's an app.
I'm actually trying both because I do have a calendar up on my little whiteboard in my mm-hmm. office now, and I'm marking off things, but I, mm-hmm. you know, I'm tracking things with my phone too. So it's, I'm trying to see which one seems to be the most effective. Mm-hmm. But I do think for me, the phone is more effective because right. I get behind a little bit on the calendar on the wall, marking it off. It's like, oh, well, I can't.
But the phone is keeping track.
But the phone is letting me know every day about. Every day, I have a new longest streak because I'm trying to stick with it.
When we were in New York, my daughter was telling me how many steps we had that mm-hmm, day, mm-hmm. and she was keeping track.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
So it's a really nice article that talks about this, the importance of, you know, monitoring these mm-hmm. things, of keeping up with these things, but using it as a motivation, as a drive, as a
right.
as an encouragement, as a reminder mm-hmm. to keep working towards your goal.
You know, what I liked about this article was the idea that you keep the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually what you want to do is you want to build a new habit.
Right.
We all are creatures of habit,
mm-hmm.
okay? Whether you want to believe it, we are all creatures of habit. We get into routines
mm-hmm.
and we stay with our routines,
right.
whatever they are. And in order to change a routine takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that came from, mm-hmm. that notion? It was a plastic surgeon back in the 1950s who discovered that his patients couldn't get used to their new... It took about 21 days
mm-hmm.
for his patients to get used to their new faces. And that's where the idea of about 30 days to build a new habit, that's where it came from. But there has been research done since then that suggests it's probably going to take more than 30
right.
days. But you have to keep it going. The
right.
important thing is you have to keep it going. And that's
right.
what I like about this, is it teaches you, gives you very specific ways of keeping track of the
right.
chain and not breaking the chain.
Right.
right.
Yeah, the thing too is, and again, I think that this is just an important potential strategy for people to
mm-hmm.
try, because what will happen is, again, there will be days when you just don't have the energy, you just don't, the weather's not going to, whatever the case may be.
Right.
There's lots of odds against you.
Lots of excuses.
Lots of reasons not to
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you set the goal appropriately, not even the goal, if the bar for each day is set at an appropriate level,
mm-hmm.
you can achieve it without going overboard. And the
right.
the example, I'm going to stick with the app that I'm using because this is something that I'm really familiar with. My app counts it as long as it's a 15-minute workout.
Okay.
As long as it's just 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Registering
did you set
as
that?
The app set it.
Okay.
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So now usually I'll go for like a 30-minute jog or, you know, a 30-minute workout or something. But on those days that are really difficult to do something,
mm-hmm.
I can do 15 minutes. I can do 15 minutes
sure.
of anything.
Yeah.
All right? So what that does is that allows me to meet the goal, meet the
mm-hmm.
the short-term daily goal.
Right.
Without putting myself so far out that I'm not going to do it. Because if I had to do 30 minutes or 45 minutes or something like that, I just wouldn't do it.
Well, and that so many people say that I just can't go to the gym. It takes me a half hour to get there. Then I have a 45-minute workout. Then I have to take a shower and change.
Right.
I don't have 2 or 3 hours every day to work out is frequently what people are telling me.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you set it to where it's like, okay, I'm not going to go to the gym, but the goal is to work out for at least 15 minutes a day.
Right.
You can do that anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go for a walk down the road. You can, you know, go up and down the stairs at work.
Right.
You can do lots of different
things. You can stretch
things
for 15 minutes, which is you could.
Okay. Right. So
that's a good idea.
So make the daily expectation something that you're typically going to exceed probably.
Right.
But something that is absolutely doable almost no matter what.
Because otherwise you do nothing.
Right.
You know, you say, well, I can't do this, so I'm not going to do anything.
Right. And it's the doing nothing that stops the momentum completely.
Right.
You know, if you just did the 15 minutes or if you just did that little segment,
right,
at least you did something and you don't reach that discouragement, that frustration that I'm out of my sink now. I've lost all my achievements now.
And you lose your momentum.
You
once again,
the chain.
You lose your momentum.
Right.
And that's what it is. Whether it's no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the moral of today's story, don't break the chain.
I just thought about
keep the chain going.
College kids, you know, if you study every day, you get in the habit of studying every day. If you study only for tests, you never build that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to study every day. You have to cross it off your list. I did my 2 hours. I did my 1 hour. Even if it's 1 hour, it's better than cramming, which we all know.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he starts off with all these other writers, which I thought was curious, all these sort of specialists. And he talks about Malcolm Gladwell and the 10,000 hour thing, getting things done, right? But he goes to Seinfeld and says, he's got a great idea, you know, break the chain. So having read this and talked about this, guess what I'm going to do when I leave here now?
You're
going to
print out a calendar.
No, I'm going to go to a store. I'm going to take everything off my refrigerator door, all that clutter that's on all of our refrigerators. I'm going to put that calendar on the refrigerator door, and I'm going to start keeping track of this. And I'm going to do it with my daughter. She's a tennis player, and she's getting ready for her next tennis season. And she has some specific goals that she's supposed to accomplish this summer. And I'm going to set her up, I think, with this kind of a system. She may choose to use her phone because she's much more technologically savvy than I am. But I'm going to set this up today.
It's a really interesting.
Right, and I think I'll set it up in my office as a calendar.
Yeah, it's definitely sustainable.
Yeah, when you think about 15 minutes, and I'm guilty because I used to run every day, which was a 45 minute process. So you get up, you stretch, you run, you come home, you take a shower. It's 2 hours.
Right.
I keep telling myself I don't have 2 hours.
Right.
But I have 15 minutes,
yeah.
So there's no excuse. So,
yes,
I'll set it up for 15 minutes, and I'll probably exceed that most days.
Yeah.
But at least I get started.
Right.
I'm going to be the Warren Buffett of my exercise routine.
All right.
He talks about Warren Buffett in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be the Warren Buffett. So. All right.
But a great idea. But he also, they gave four tips at the end. Those four practical tips. Yeah, we should probably talk about it. Number one was... preserve your chain. Oh yeah, in a what stops you is friction. What friction is are all the distractions, all the excuses and reasons for not doing it.
Which is the 15 minutes. Just get the 15 minutes.
Get rid of those.
Okay.
Number two,
choose your tools.
Right. I'm going to use a chart. My daughter's probably going to use her phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Create outcome-based requirements for every link you add to the chain. And again, so if it's 15 minutes of working out, I didn't say that it had to be running for 15 minutes. I didn't say it had to be lifting weights for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just anything, just working out for 15 minutes. But it's outcome based in that it's just a workout.
Right.
The outcome is a workout.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of workout, not just being there.
Right.
Participation trophy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. And number four is set reasonable boundaries that keep you on track.
This is what I liked about this is that don't be so ambitious that you talk yourself out of it.
Right.
Start small. Work your way up. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Darn, I have 15 minutes. I mean, everybody has 15 minutes, no matter how busy you are.
Right.
I mean, Bush and Clinton presidents, they found time to jog every day.
Right.
So if the president of the United States can find time to jog, surely I can find 15 minutes of my day somewhere.
Right, right? Absolutely. So, all right.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Anything I can do to help, just let me know. All right. That is it for today.
And you wonder why we love you so much.
I don't wonder. Jeez. I just know. All right, until next time.
I'm so sorry.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and get to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.